97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Christmas has officially come and gone, and now comes the time to return those gifts that aren't quite right. It's important to remember that stores set their own rules, and they're not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most stores do have a return or exchange policy, they can vary greatly from store to store. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin recommends the following tips to make returns easier. Research retailers before trying to make a return. Keep your receipt and packaging. Most stores only accept returns and exchanges if you can present the item with its receipt and original packaging. Always include a gift receipt with items you give and hold on to any gift receipts you receive. Know the rules for returning gifts without a receipt, as this can be tricky. Without the receipt, most retailers offer store credit or an exchange rather than a full refund to your original method of payment, especially if the item is marked down or on clearance. Bring your ID. Many stores ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment, so you may need help from the gift giver. Make returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Watch out for return scams. Be on the lookout for fraudulent return policies or suspicious third-party return services that promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. You can find more information and resources at bbb.org. Small farmers in Wisconsin will tell you concentrated power in agriculture is making it harder for the little guy to stay in business. Savannah Tolme-Olson reports.
A new report shows when the USDA buys food for its nutrition programs, a small handful of companies get almost half of all that business. In fiscal year 2024, Friends of the Earth researchers say the federal government spent $4.8 billion on food for programs that support school and senior meals, food banks, and tribal communities. Nearly half of that spending went to just 25 companies. While a couple of those companies source from Wisconsin farmers, only two are actually based here. Didion Milling in Columbia County, 17th on the list, and Lakeside Foods in Manitowoc, which comes in 25th. Chloe Waterman with Friends of the Earth says the government may be saving money with these contracts, but they're leaving out many smaller farms that emphasize sustainable practices.
Some of these foods may have a low sticker price, but a high cost to communities and to public health.
Waterman says under both Republican and Democratic leadership, the USDA has touted efforts to level the playing field for small farmers. But she says seeing what the agency actually buys tells a different story.
We can start by ensuring that our own food procurement is focused on meat that does not use routine antibiotics in the raising of those animals. The USDA does not do that right now, and I think that that's a lost opportunity to fulfill some of those promises.
In August, the USDA announced it was planning to buy up to $230 million in fresh seafood, fruits, and veggies from American farmers that would be distributed to food banks and nutrition programs. It mentioned supporting smaller-scale family farmers, but the initiative did not cover meat and poultry, which data shows makes up a huge portion of their routine food program buys. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme-Olson.
All Wood County snowmobile trails open today at 8 a.m. except for one. The Auburndale Night Owl Trails from Arpen north to Marathon County and east to Portage County opens at noon today. These trails will have early season conditions, so park officials ask that you ride with caution, stay on marked trails, and respect all private and public property. The Powers Bluff Ski and Tube Hills are open now through January 4th with two sessions, 10 to 1 and 1 to 4. The multi-use trail is groomed and open for cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and biking. NEPCO Lake County Park has their multi-use trail open for cross-country skiing only, and the Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are groomed with a track set for cross-country skiing. You can find county trail maps on the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website. Aspirus Wisconsin Rapids Hospital is looking for volunteers to help with their home-delivered meals program. Hot Delicious Noon Meals are delivered 5 days a week to residents in the area who aren't able to prepare meals for themselves. Delivery drivers are needed between 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can learn more information or volunteer by calling 715-421-7447. Today is the last day to enter for the Find a Book scavenger hunt at McMillan Library. Kids can pick up a scavenger hunt sheet at the children's desk, find books matching each category, and drop off the sheet at the desk for a sticker and a chance to win a light-up reading pillow. The winner will be chosen after today. Remember that the library closes at 5 today and is closed all day on January 1st. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Badgers beat the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball, Wisconsin over Milwaukee, 80-60 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers' Greg Gard thanked the Panthers head coach, Bart Lundy, for adjusting their schedule.
Bart's got a good team. I think they're going to do very well in their league, and to be able to fit this game in with their league playing games here between the holidays. And so it's a credit to them to still want to play the game. And now, obviously, we wrap up the non-conference and head into league play starting Saturday night and get ready for games coming next year.
Wisconsin hosts Purdue Saturday, 7 p.m. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee looking for their third win in a row. NFL, the Packers making roster changes. Defensive tackle Jordan Riley and defensive back Kamal Hayden placed on season-ending IR after their injuries against the Ravens. Safety Zane Anderson recovering from an ankle injury, so they promoted two defensive backs from the practice squad for Sunday's game in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, gradual clearing this afternoon with temperatures in the mid to upper teens early on, but we are going to drop through the day into the single digits by late afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 2 to 3 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little light snow with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.